KQED.
And welcome back to Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer. And that is music from Shadowbox, the new CD from our guest, Rob Reich, and his ensemble of musicians. The real star of the recording, Reich's accordion. It's a sound that's a long way from the polka music that Lawrence Welk made famous with his accordion and Rob Reich. One of the messages of your music, I guess, is that the accordion's a very versatile instrument.
Well, yeah, you find it all over the world in all kinds of music. It could be the accompanist, it could play the melody, so it fulfills a lot of roles.
And tell me, how did you get involved? How did you? When was the first time you heard an accordion? Do you remember?
Well, when I was a kid, I had an uncle in England who would play it at the parties, and he would be the life of the party. You know, just as things were getting a little too late for a kid to stay up, he would break out his accordion, and I would stay up and listen to it. So,
and yeah. You grew up in the Bay Area?
I grew up in Long Island, New York, but I had family in England, and I would go there every once in a while and hear him play. But actually, my main early influence, I got to say, was Pauline Oliveros, who was a teacher of mine in Oberlin. She's a wonderful accordion player in the free improvisational vein. And
she taught at Mills, too, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Yeah, and she's still around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so what was it about the accordion that you thought, wow, this is what I want to do? This is the instrument I want to play?
Well, it just sort of happened. I never really chose it. I feel like it chose me more than anything. And but then I started realizing, well, the great versatility of it, and also that there was a lack of accordion players out there playing music that I wanted to hear. So I felt like I had a voice that I could bring to it that nobody else was doing.
Well, just I know we're going to actually have, we've got some of your musicians are here, but before we get to an actual, you know, piece, just give us a little tour of the accordion. You're sitting there with it on, sort of strapped on your shoulders. It's a big instrument. Yeah. It's got keyboards. It's got buttons, a lot of buttons.
Yeah, it's pretty unwieldy and cumbersome. It looks a lot more complicated than it is. People are always surprised how I'm able to figure out where I am on the thing because you can't see it.
It's in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
So describe what the buttons do and what the keys do and what the bellows do.
Yeah, well, the keys and the buttons don't do anything unless you move the bellows. And that's, and if you just move the bellows on its own, it makes kind of a wind noise like this.
Not so entertaining.
No. Although with some effects on it, it might be cool. But then once you start adding, you push a button down, you get some bass notes. This is the left hand, the buttons. So we got bass notes and chords here, too. We got minor, major, seventh, and diminished. And so you got all this accompaniment stuff.
You know, and the keyboards.
And the keyboard, you got from the lowest note all the way up to here. So,
you got a lot of range there.
A lot of range, yeah. So you can get in all sides of the music. You can, it can imitate the bassoon down here, and it can imitate the piccolo up here. Here's the bassoon down here. And then you go up here, and you're like... So it's
very whimsical.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about... I mean, I assume that that these are... handmade, right?
Yeah, this is an Italian instrument made in the 60s. There are also machine-made ones, but this is a handmade one. So there's a lot of materials involved, a lot of things that can go wrong with it, a lot of little parts inside of it. There's a lot of reeds. It's a reed instrument, almost like a clarinet or a bassoon, but it's a free reed instrument, almost like a harmonica, where you push the air over it, and the reed vibrates in the air. And there's many reeds inside.
And in fact, the word harmonica is I think, in other languages, isn't that how you say? They don't call it an accordion. They call it more like harmonica.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of names for the accordion. Some of them are nicer than others. And
there must be some good accordion jokes, right?
Oh, well, I don't know if there's any good ones, but there's a lot of them.
Like what?
Well, the one about where... I got back to my car after leaving my accordion in the trunk after going in to pick up some food at the Chinese food place. And I got back to my car and the windows were smashed. And I look inside the car and there's three more accordions in the car.
And the Chinese food's gone. Wow. Yeah, no. Yeah. You, it's sort of the Rodney Dangerfield of instruments, would you say?
Well, in some circles, yeah. But then some people take
circle.
It very seriously as well. And it's a classical music instrument in some parts of the world. In Eastern Europe and Russia, it's studied at the conservatory, and people play Bach on it. And it's they take it to a really high technical level. And so it sort of developed a reputation for, being a joke in the United States, as a novelty instrument in some ways.
Was it kind of a vaudeville instrument?
Well, it did come out of the vaudeville scene. It rose in popularity about 100 years ago now. In fact, San Francisco was one of the hubs of accordion making and accordion playing.
Well, in fact, we just talked about City Hall history, and in fact, the official instrument of San Francisco is the piano accordion.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Guido Diero in 1909 or 1910 was an Italian immigrant who popularized the instrument. You can find video of him playing it on YouTube nowadays, but it's, it became really popular, and all throughout the first half of the 20th century, people learned it as they grew up. It was you see all these photos of like auditoriums filled with children with accordions strapped to them because it was like the first instrument that a lot of people learned.
Wow. But were they inexpensive? How could you?
They've always ranged in price and quality from, and you can get little tiny ones.
You can get
too,
mass
you know?
Produced ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, let's hear something. You got two of your colleagues here with you, Ben Goldberg on clarinet and Isla Cantor, who's an electric guitarist. You want to talk a little bit, first of all, about the group of musicians you surround yourself with?
Yeah. Well, this album that we recorded, Shadowbox, includes these two musicians as well as a bass and drums. We couldn't fit everyone in here today, so I brought these guys with me, and they're musicians who I've played with for a long time, some of my favorite musicians in the Bay Area. And Ben brought his B-flat clarinet and his contralto clarinet, and Ilo plays electric and acoustic guitar on the CD. But we're going to play a song to start off called Traceries, which is a waltz that I wrote, and it's sort of a... Well, it's kind of a spooky tune. It's got a succession of minor chords that are apparently unrelated, but we try to find a way to relate them.
Yeah. All right, great. Let's hear it.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, that's terrific. Rob Reich on accordion, Ben Goldberg clarinet, and Isla Cantor there on electric guitar from their album Shadowbox. Is part of what you're doing with this album, and this is not your first album, by the way, right?
Well, it is my first album of original music under my name. I did a CD a while back. It was more of a promotional tool of my solo accordion work that I used to get gigs and sell at shows. But this is like my first thing I'm putting out there as a leader and as a composer and an accordion player.
Do you feel like part of your mission here, not just with this album, but in your music generally, in your career, is to get people to reconsider the accordion and
sure.
to take it more seriously?
Yeah, and also have fun with it, too. I'm not just here to just take it so seriously. I want to show all sides of my personality and the instruments as well. But, yeah, I think that there is a lack of new music for accordion, and I want to help to fill that void.
How does the accordion fit with your personality?
Well, you know, I think it does have so many different sides of it. It has a humorous side, as you say, and a whimsical side, and it also has a melancholy side, like on that last song.
Yeah, very.
And a almost mysterious side to it. And so there's a lot that can be expressed with it, and also the fact that it can play lead and also play backup to people, I feel like, is a very strong part of the instrument's personality and something that I like to bring to music.
And as you said, that the piece we just heard it had a very melancholy feel to it. Is there a range or a kind of music that you think is best suited to the accordion?
No, I think it's
very
whatever
versatile.
You bring to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking with Rob Reich and his new album of accordion music, Shadowbox. And if you want to join us, maybe you play the accordion or the clarinet or the guitar. And if you have a question or let us know about your own experience with the accordion, give us a call. It's 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. You can also email us. It's forum@kqed.org. We have some... listener email here. Sherry writes, Rob, what would you say to a young accordion student to encourage them not to give up?
Oh, well.
Don't give up.
Well, I guess the thing that's always inspired me along my path in music is that as I learn more and begin to understand more about music and the instrument, the more things open up to me. So it never stops. It's a journey that never ends. And, if you feel like you're at a plateau right now, there's always breakthroughs along the way and new doors to open along the way. So it never stops.
Yeah. What are some of the doors that open for you?
Well, right now working on some new songs for my own music, and I'm also listening to a lot of new music and trying to learn new music. And so, yeah, but along the way, I think that I've had two separate streams of investigation, and that has been like the tonality and all the versatility that our Western tonal system affords us and in jazz music and classical music. And there's a whole world there that can be explored. And at the same time, I'm always interested in pure expression and improvisation and feeling the vibe in the moment of the music. And so those are two things that I've always been interested in. And I think the collision of those things can really be interesting.
Well, I don't think anyone probably takes up an instrument to make money. How do you make ends meet if you're an accordion?
Oh, lots of ways. Yeah. Yeah. So
weddings,
let's see. I played a wedding on Saturday with Isla here. And, you just kind of find your path through it. And so I record some. I write music for a circus, which actually pays pretty well, you know, at least for some of the time. You know what? We have the season coming up now. And then I record on people's.
Is that like doing
CDs.
A soundtrack almost? I
mean, it is, yeah. People, so the circus acts, they send me their little video clips of their act, and then I sit down with it with my computer and I sketch out some music for it. And then we go into the rehearsal space together and we try to put it all together. And it's a messy process, but in the end, it ends up working out.
Yeah,
is like soundtrack work a little bit. Although with circus work, it's always different in each performance, and you have to allow for some flexibility if the trick isn't coming off or they need a little extra time to get their prop. So there's a lot of you have to know when to allow for some extra time to be to come into.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play for us this time? I'm looking at my notes here. It looks like maybe Night Heron.
Night Heron is up next. Yeah. Another kind of melancholy and softer approach to the accordion. And this is something inspired by the realization that there's a world going on around us, even when we're looking at our cell phones and, you know, engrossed in that technological world. There's always stuff happening around us.
All right. This is from Shadowbox.
Yes.
Terrific. That was Night Heron from Shadowbox, Rob Reich's new album. And also we heard Ben Goldberg and Isla Cantor on guitar. And Ben, I know you're not quite sitting in front of the mic, but I want to ask you about your instrument. Can you just lean in a little bit and tell us about it? Yeah.
Well, that low sound that you were hearing, that was taking the role of the bass, and that song is played by the contra alto clarinet, a fairly unusual instrument, but it is a clarinet. It's very, very low.
And very large.
Very large. Yes, you can use it to fix your sink if need be.
Very nice. Rob, if you would, tell us a little bit more about where you see your music going. Like where do you want to take it? What do you want people to hear when they listen to Shadowbox, and how do you want folks to reconsider the accordion?
There's a lot of questions there, and I guess for where I see my music going, this is all part of the journey, and this CD, I feel, is And the music from it has been really fun to play and to explore. And every time we play it, it's a little bit different, and we're kind of finding new ways through it all the time. At the same time, I'm looking towards my next projects, I've got a few ideas for things coming up, including I want to start to work on a setup with my accordion where I'm able to integrate some electronics into it too, some computer systems. So I almost have like an immersive accordion sound where I can layer things and use the accordion as a starting place, but then use electronics to kind of make a mega accordion out of the instrument. So that's something I want to work on over the next year.
Yeah. Do most of your composing you do at the keyboard, at the computer, basically?
It's a combination of things, from taking hikes in the woods and having ideas, general ideas for things or melodies come to my mind, or sitting down and noodling around for a while until something sticks. And then a lot of, going back at it and editing until it is where I want it to be. And sometimes it ends up somewhere completely different from where it started. And I think that hard work is the only way to get to a place where, you know, where the music feels good. It just takes a lot of work.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Richard on the line from Cotati. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Rob. And I just wanted to compliment Rob on this Shadowbox, this new album he's doing, because Rob plays some very beautiful harmonic pieces, and I really appreciate it. I had the honor to introduce him at the world-famous Cotati Accordion Festival.
Nice.
The producer didn't know where Cotati was, but we've had a great festival over the last 25. We're celebrating 25 years this year. And, I just want to say that over in the course of those 25 years that I've been with the festival, I've watched the popularity of this instrument grow enormously. And the versatility of the instrument, as Scott suggested, not Scott, but Rob suggested, with the new Roland electronics, is absolutely amazing. And the other part is that there are so many different types of music that one can see when they go to a festival.
When's the next festival up in Cotati?
What's that?
When is the next accordion festival in Cotati?
It's August 26th and 23rd, and it's our Silver Jubilee. And, you know, we've got polka, we have klezmer, we've got jazz, and, we've got rock, and we've got Tex-Mex. It's just almost every, and international, almost every single part of the world is represented at this festival. So anyway, Rob, it's a pleasure to hear you, and I remember introducing you at the Rob Reich Trio. And, so anyway, thanks for being on today, and I really appreciate what you did. That first number was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, Richard, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Are you going to be up at the festival, Rob? Did you know about it? I assume you did.
I don't think I'm playing on it this year. I was there last year. I think they like to have me every other year or two.
Yeah.
But I got some gigs coming up I'm looking forward to over the summer, yeah.
Yeah, where are you going to be?
Well, I've got these guys with me at, I'm really excited about playing at the UC Berkeley Botanical Gardens Redwood Grove on August 13th. They have a wonderful concert series there on Thursday evenings, and we're going to be there August 13th with the full quintet, and it's just a beautiful venue to hear music in. Immersed in these redwoods.
Great setting.
There.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get another caller in here. Jasper in San Francisco. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Jasper.
I just wanted to put a plug in for one of you guys had mentioned the mysterious aspect of the accordion, and I think part of that's due to the association with gypsies. And so I just wanted to put a plug in for Gaucho, which I know Rob plays with sometimes around town.
Yeah, that's right.
Gaucho being a jazz quartet.
Gaucho, gypsy jazz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks.
We've got the mission. And
where do they perform in the mission?
Amnesia, I know, and Tartine Bakery sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Not anymore.
They're on gauchogypsyjazz.com or something.
Yes, right. That's it. You got it.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. We're almost at the end of the hour. Maybe we can get you to play one other thing.
One other thing, sure.
Maybe The Other Charlie?
Play The Other Charlie, yeah. Great. Yeah, this is a tune that's based on an old tune that everyone is familiar with called My Melancholy Baby, But I decided to do something a little different with it, and it's sort of a dedication to the great jazz guitarist Charlie Christian.
All right, so Rob Reich and Ben Goldberg and Ila Cantor. It out to the top of the hour. Just keep right on going. That's Rob Reich on accordion, Ben Goldberg and Ila Cantor. Forum is produced by Irene Noguchi, Tina Lauerberg, Judy Campbell, and Suki Lewis. Our engineers today, Howard Gelman and Jim Bennett. Our engagement editor, Amanda Stupai. And we get online support from David Marks. Our senior editor, Dan Zoll. Interns, Nunu Teo and Megan Sussman. I'm Scott Schaefer in today for Michael Krasny. Thanks so much for listening.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.